Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to Fit Friends Friday. Today I'm here to answer the question of, should I work out while I'm sore? We've all been there. You did an awesome workout, and holy shit, it left you super, super sore. You probably have heard of delayed onset muscle soreness, also called DOMS for short, and more commonly known as second day soreness. This is when you feel your most sore 36, 48 hours after you've worked out. Now, I have to remind you that being sore is not a bad thing. If you're just starting out exercising, sometimes it can be intimidating to be sore. You wonder maybe if you did something wrong or if you went too hard. But being sore is a good thing. It does mean that your muscles were worked and your body is now having to rebuild those muscles even stronger. That's how we get results. So how do you decide if you're too sore to work out? Two things I want you to ask yourself. Are my muscles sore to the touch? And has my range of motion been decreased because of being so sore? I think the best example of this is my husband, David. He just goes hard, I guess. And just recently, a couple weeks ago, he was so sore he couldn't extend his whole arm because his forearms were so, so sore. So if you're like him and you cannot extend your arm, then it's probably a good idea to take a day off or do something light. Now, if your muscles aren't sore to the touch and your range of motion is fine, be honest with yourself, then I would advise you to go to the gym that day. Maybe don't lift as heavy, but getting blood flowing to those sore muscles helps remove waste and aids in that repair. So what I'm saying is if you do go work out, it'll help, I promise. A couple other ideas here if you're really, really sore. Drink lots and lots of water. Of course, good nutrition is going to help repair those muscles as well. Foam rolling is another way to help repair those muscles. And stretching. But if you are going to do some stretching, I would try to get your heart rate up for 5 to 10 minutes and then stretch so that your muscles are warm and you're not stretching a brand new rubber band, if you know what I mean. If you can warm up your muscles first, then your muscles will be primed to stretch and it'll have a lot more benefit than just sitting down to stretch cold turkey. I always tell my clients this, so I'll tell you guys this. I hope your workout today makes you just sore enough so you know you worked hard, but not too sore, right? All right, have a great Friday, great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye.